You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. It's Sam Norris and Chris Pimlott in the studio guiding you through the action at Ludlow, Wetherby and Wolverhampton. We've also got flat racing in the afternoon to come from Kempton Park. And there's an Irish card over at Dundalk on Friday evening as well. Tune into Racing Radio from 12:55pm on Friday afternoon with Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and Paddy Aspel, the team in the studio. But before all that, Pimmers is taking a look ahead to the four races that we've got on today's podcast, and you are in high spirits as always, I must say.
Good time. Oh, indeed I am, Sam. God, blimey. I've had a wonderful afternoon's racing at Southall and Wolverhampton.
And Maidan.
And Maidan, yes. Of course, we had Dubai Gary in Studio 29 here at William Hill Towers for Maidan, as you'd imagine. And I'm looking forward now for Chelmsford City, or is it Kempton Park?
Chelmsford City this evening.
Chelmsford City to see me through till bedtime.
So you knew that, though, didn't
happy
you?
Happy days. You just check him.
Yeah.
Just check
indeed.
Him. Indeed. Yes, indeedy. So, yeah. All good stuff. And when I looked at the paper, I thought, the fools putting all this all-weather racing on when there's plenty of time for jumping, and Lingfield fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
A little
indeed.
Bit frosty. It's a bit like our house, that.
Right.
Bit frosty.
A bit frosty at the moment. Are you glad to be out? Because you always do Boxing Day and New Year's Day, don't you?
Yeah.
So you're keen to swerve the festivities.
Well, I'm just glad to get out of the house. You know what I mean? Come to some peace and quiet and civility.
Good stuff. You were obviously working on New Year's Day. Have you had a chance to catch any of the new dawn for terrestrial televised racing on ITV?
I haven't really. I've read some of the reports. I haven't actually seen too much of it. I've seen little clips. I just feel that we in racing actually have not looked out the box.
Right.
Because, you know, if you want to watch racing as a pro, whatever you want to call yourself, expert, you know what a definition of an expert is, don't you?
I'm looking at one.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, an expert is X, as in has been, and drip, or even spurt.
Right.
A drip under pressure.
Okay.
I'll do that again. Definition of an expert.
Yeah.
X is for has been.
Yeah.
Spurt, a drip under pressure.
Okay.
Just reminds you of Pimmers all round, doesn't it?
Yeah. Has been drip under pressure.
Yeah.
Carry on, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, has X, point, as in has been.
Yes.
Drip.
No, I'm with you.
Spurt, drip under pressure. I think we'll move on. Anyway, no, so I think we've not looked out the box. And what ITV have got to try and do is reach to a wider audience. They've got to say, listen, come on, welcome into the family of racing.
Yes.
You know, we're not exclusive. We're not just to people who, you know, are informative, who know what, you know, form's all about, what going changes is all about, what handicaps are all about, you know. And I think that's what ITV need to try and do, and more than likely were trying it out. They obviously got it wrong re-weather conditions, because the poor fellas looked like drowned rats.
Yes,
didn't they?
Yes.
And that kind of made it comfortable for them, to be perfectly honest. So they'll have learnt an awful lot from it, and I think we've got to be a little bit more forgiving yet. Let them settle into it, let them see what they've got to offer. But more importantly, you know, if you're watching it as, in inverted commas, professional,
right,
then you maybe just want to go to one of the designated channels.
I.e. Racing UK at the races.
At the races. Yeah. Or even listening to William Hill Racing Radio.
Well, of course.
But then if you're an expert, you might want to body swerve that when the pin's on.
You don't want to be showing up, do you?
Exactly, yeah.
Indeed. No, another chance to catch ITV racing then this weekend. A good day of action at Sandown, of course. The feature race of the day, the Grade 1 Tolworth Novices Hurdle. We'll have a quick word about that, if you don't mind, then, Pimmers. Capitan, the 7-4 market leader. Finian's Oscar, 5-2. Cave Grace, 4-1. It's 11-2 or bigger the rest. Capitan for Paul Nichols, very much the rock-solid one with the form in the book. A Grade 2 winner at Ascot last time out, but in behind in the betting, we've got a couple of horses who we're filing under potentially very progressive.
Yeah, I think you've got, as you say, Capitan, who's proven with his form. He's been in good form there this season. Did really well the last time we saw him. And he won, I think it was the Supreme Trial yes. at Ascot last time out when he did it in good fashion. Winning by 2.5 lengths, I think it was. Finian's Oscar's not quite as exposed as the winner, to be fair. He won his point-to-point in his native Ireland. And then he went to Hereford. Where he landed his novices hurdle there. He carries the familiar colours of the Pottsies. He's with the team that can go no wrong in the shape of the Tizards. And you'd have to think that there's a bit more to come from him. But again, it's looking into the future with him, thinking, you know, just how much more there is progression with him. And the same applies to Cafe Grace, to be fair. A son of Cafe Tara, who's obviously one of the leading national hunt sires that we've got. And, you know, he did really well. He won his Grade 2 bumper at Aintree back on the 7th of April last year. So that was obviously at the national meeting. And then he made his debut over hurdles on the 9th of October at Bangor. It was no wow affair, that's for sure. And at 2-7, you'd expect no more of him than to win. And that's what he did. But again, of the 7-year-old, with the connections that he's got, you'd imagine that there's an awful lot more to come from him. And again, I think it's a case of we're looking towards the future with certainly the top three or four in the market. So, you know, what progression comes is, you know, waiting in the wings for us, really. But it's a good race to look forward to, that is for sure.
Yeah, certainly. It should be an interesting day of action at Sandown then, no doubt. Before we move on to some of Friday's action, anything else on your mind lately, Pimmers?
No, not really. You know, the weather's just intervened a little bit today. I think the forecast is a little bit better for the weekend, getting a little bit cooler. And, you know, we have a bit of a lull now. We've had the festivities, we had the great Boxing Day racing, we've had the New Year racing at Cheltenham. So we've just got a little bit of a lull now, and then it'll all start moving into gear to that thing they called festival.
It'll be Cheltenham previews very soon, won't
it? Just, yes. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of our colleagues haven't even started doing them already.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Do you get
trying to get a little brown envelope here and there?
Do you get invited to many Pimmers?
No.
Right.
I wonder why.
Me neither. So we're in the same boat there.
Yeah, well, I mean, they know that you can't stay out after it. That's the reason why you can't get one, Sam.
The only way I'd be able to do is if it was an early morning preview.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that would, okay, maybe somebody might do that one. Or maybe you could do one in Australia.
Yeah, perhaps. Then I'd have it in, wouldn't I?
That would work, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Let's move on then to Friday's racing. We've got two from Ludlow, one from Weatherby over the obstacles, and one on the level at Wolverhampton on the Tappeter. So we begin at Ludlow with their 120 race. This is a novices limited handicap chase. A mile and seven is the trip. Seven runners have lined up for this Class 3 contest. It makes life a little bit harder with the seven runners. Pimmers, what did you make of the field?
Yeah, well, first of all, Ludlow, renowned for good prize money.
Yes.
And again, it's got good prize money on offer here for this novices limited handicap. £6,823 to the winner. Prize money down to the fourth. So, you know, it's all good stuff. Overtown Express is the one for me here. I mean, he made a mistake at the first last time out, and then he just didn't really get into a rhythm, and he got going when it was all too late. Then he made another little mistake two out, and he's finished fourth of 15, just 7.5 lengths behind Poker School in that very competitive Ascot handicap. That was over 2 mile 3. Drops back a little bit tomorrow in the shape of just short of 2 miles. But again, Ascot right-handed, Ludlow right-handed, that certainly suits him. And there's nothing like the strength and depth in the competition tomorrow as what he's taken on the last twice. So despite the burden of top weight with 11 stone 8, coming from a yard that's in cracking form, that of Harry Fry, I think Overtown Express is the one they've all got to beat. And the main danger come from A Little Magic, who was a winner last time out at Huntingdon off a mark of 115. Up £6 for that success, but really and truly, prior to that, hadn't shown us a great deal. And for me and John Joe to gel doesn't always work. So I think Little Magic could be an improver, but £6 hike in the weights might just stop him.
Okay, Overtown Express, the choice then for Pimmer, sticking with the top weight in that limited handicap at Ludlow. We stay at Ludlow then, half an hour later, their 150, a handicap hurdle here, just shy of 3 miles the trip this time. 11 runners go to post for it. What do you make of this bunch?
This is very, very competitive, very tricky indeed, that is for sure. Apricot de Loas, I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, certainly the top weight from the Harry Skelton yard. Bridget Andrews takes a valuable £3 off the top weight's burden. And again, he ran really well in defeat behind 10.60 at Leicester last time out, staying on all the way up that hill at Leicester. The distance on that occasion was 2.5 miles. Stepping up to 2.7 miles, just short of 3 miles tomorrow, will help this horse. And he's certainly a player, despite the burden of top weight. One or two of the others are interesting as well. Bride and Boy came good last time out. Handicapper took a dim view of that success because he's hiked him up £9 from 113 to 122. And Midnight Cowboy, he was a winner last time out at Donny. Again, he steps up in trip tomorrow afternoon. But again, Handicapper put him up £4 for that success at Doncaster. But again, Alan King's in form. Wayne Hutchinson's in great form. Could be a little bit more to come from him. And the bottom horse, Glen Gra, who from a yard, again, that's rampant at the moment, that of Ian Williams, he disappointed on handicap debut at Market Raisin last time out. If you can forgive him that disappointing run, and the handicap has relented by £2 to give him a mark 105, he could well come into the equation if you can forgive that real disappointing run at Market Raisin last time out. But I'm leaving the best to last, and I'm going to take a chance with Abbreviate, who I thought ran really well at Ascot last time out when finishing second behind Calandra. Same jockey, Mikey Hamill, takes a valuable £7 off Abbreviate's back tomorrow, and I think he certainly is going to be a major player.
Abbreviate then for Kim Bailey gets the nod for Pimmers. In that 150 at Ludlow, we go to Weatherby now for their 135. Another novices limited handicap chase for us here. 3 miles is the trip this time. Again, a field of seven have assembled for it. Talk us through this bunch.
Again, another good race, good prize money on offer. Seven runners going to post, and I'm going to beat that drum again. Oh, where are the Northern horses? You've seven of them. David Pipe, Caroline Bailey, Jonjo O'Neill, Henry Daly, Lucy Wadham. Mm.
A very southern feel to this Weatherby contest.
Very, very much so. Nicky Richards and Sue Smith represent the North, and, you know, listen, times move on and I'm getting a bit long in the tooth and a bit boring regarding what the good old days when we had, you know, Jimmy Fitz, the Dickinsons, Arthur Stevenson, Gordon Richards, the Reveleys, you know, all those high-powered stables. And now we've very, very little. We can't compete. But not to be able to compete in the, at Weatherby, one of the feature tracks in the north of England, it does disappoint me. It really does. But anyway, we've got to move on. That's the case. I certainly can't do anything about it, that's for sure. I thought the interesting one here were Bay Wing. He makes his chasing debut for Nicky Richards. Forget about his run last time out at Haydock. He more than likely was over the top by then. But he set off his winning ways off a mark of 89 to end up winning his last race over hurdles, a mark of 135. Sure to be well-schooled. And again, Nicky Richards' horse is running okay at the moment. Must meet a lady. Well, again, Noel Feely takes them out on this winner from Warwick. And again, upper mark of 131 from 126. Again, ran well enough, I thought, behind Manila Daddy at Ascot last time out. And although I find it difficult to get a handle on the yard, I think Must Meet a Lady is a major player tomorrow with Feely doing the steering. And the other one I thought was interesting is Hainan, the bottom horse from the Sue Smith yard.
Hainan.
Again, the Hainan. That
yeah,
way?
Yeah,
Hainan.
Hainan.
Not High Ground, but Hainan.
Hainan, indeed.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the thing about Hainan is all he does is stay. He jumps and he stays. This trip will suit him really well. And if it becomes into a bit of a slog, then he's certainly going to be doing his best work at the end. And again, if you're looking for a bit of value, he looks like he'll be the outside of the field. He might represent the value, but the selection is going to be Must Meet a Lady.
Must Meet a Lady then for Jonjo O'Neill, and Noel Feely gets the pick in the 135 at Weatherby. The final race on today's podcast then comes from Wolverhampton. Bit of action on the Tapita now. This is their 6:45. A filly's handicap over a mile. Seven runners take their chance in it. And a good field here. Plenty in winning form, or recent winning form anyway.
Oh, absolute smashing race this. And again, you know, decent prize money on offer. £10,397 to the winner. Prize money down to fifth, so there's only going to two go home empty-handed. And again, a lot of these fillies coming into this race on the back of some really good runs. Something Thrilly was a winner at Lingfield last time out. Jim Crowley took the mount there. Joshua Bryan takes a valuable £7 off that one's back. Kalite Kaelin was a winner here at Wolves last time out. £6 penalty tomorrow evening. Martin Halley did the steering last time, does the steering again. Maggie Pink, she's the only one that's a little bit disappointing. Hasn't won since October 2015, but is from a good yard. And again, was winning off a mark of 92, down to a lowly 83 now. So certainly might bring that one into the equation. Stasur, an interesting player. Winner at Suddle the time before last. That was off a mark of 96, £3 higher. Tomorrow evening, Amden Mystique, winner at Lingfield last time out for Kristen Stubbs, £6 penalty for that one. Gleaming Girl, an interesting player from the Simcat Yard, whose horses are in cracking form at this moment in time. And again, Gleaming Girl ran plenty well enough in defeat here at Wolverhampton last time out, when third of seven, three quarters of a length behind Daisy Beer. She well could be a player, as too could three Bag Sue, who was a winner at Chelmsford last time out. Lulu Stanford did the steering on that occasion. Takes the mount again tomorrow evening for trainer Stan Moore. And again, three Bag Sue could well be a player. So tricky little seven-runner filly's handicap. I'm going to take a chance for back-to-back wins for the David O'Meara filly, Khalid Kaelin.
Khalid Kaelin then, the choice in that 6:45 at Wolverhampton. Just give us a quick recap, please, if you would, then, Pimmers, of your four selections for Friday.
Yeah, starting Ludlow in their 120, the top weight Overtown Express. In their 150, the selection is Abbreviate. At Weatherby for their seven-runner, three-mile handicap chase, Must Meet a Lady. And finally, in the Phillies handicap at 6:45 at Wolverhampton, the pin has fallen on Khalid Kaelin.
There we are then, Chris Pimlott's thoughts ahead of Friday's racing. And do remember to tune in to Racing Radio. It's Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and Paddy Aspel in the studio for the action at Weatherby, Ludlow and Kempton in the afternoon. Then Wolverhampton and Dundalk on Friday evening. Pleasure as always, Pimmers. Enjoy the action and best of luck.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.